Hello.
Can I speak to Paul, please?
This is he.
This is Eddie with the animal shelter. How you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to let you know we're leaving your house now, and we just dropped off the rescue pet you adopted. So he's good to go.
Okay. You dropped it off with my girlfriend, right?
No girlfriend here. Just been ringing the doorbell, knocking for the last few minutes, and no one answered, so just left him there.
Well, she must have just stepped out for a walk or something. She'll be right back. I mean,
well, I already left, so got a few more deliveries and left Lucifer in your cat door.
What? Who?
Put Lucifer in through your cat door. He's inside now, so he's getting acquainted in there.
We didn't adopt any animal named Lucifer. We adopted a beautiful Persian cat named Mr. Squeakers.
Wait a second. Did the shelter not call you yesterday?
No, I did not receive a call from the shelter. What's going on?
This is kind of embarrassing. I'm sorry, but Mr. Squeakers was already adopted.
Nah, that's impossible. We adopted him the other day. We signed the papers. We paid everything.
Well, probably shouldn't tell you this, but another couple came in. It looked pretty well off, if you know what I mean, so...
No, I don't know what you mean. What the hell does that mean?
Shelter thought they could provide a better home.
You can't do that. That's wrong.
Well, it doesn't matter. Good news is they replaced your pet with another one. So, Lucifer's already in the house.
No! I'm gonna take that up with your manager, but you need to get that goddamn cat out of my house.
Yeah, no, he's not a cat.
What do you mean he's not a cat?
Lucifer's a possum.
A possum?
Yeah, possums
are... You want a possum in my house?
Well, they're the next big thing for house pets.
What are you talking about?
Lots of families been adopting possums lately. We thought you might like
them. They're disgusting. They're gross.
Now, that's rude.
No, you're rude. You need to get that f***ing thing out of my house.
Okay, well, first of all, no one's home, so I legally can't come in. And secondly, I already dropped off the little guy, so technically he's yours now.
Well, I don't f***ing want him.
Well, not my problem, all right? You're just going to have to take that up with the shelter.
Yes, it is your problem.
You're going to have to take that up with the shelter.
What the f*** am I going to do?
Look, Paul, you already done enough, okay? You're providing a good home to a possum in need. Just remember, he gets a little bit moody, though, when he doesn't get fed his afternoon mouse.
I'm not feeding him a freaking mouse. Are you crazy?
You're going to make him angry if you don't feed him some mice.
Angry?
Yeah, Lucifer's got a big personality, but you're going to grow to love him.
You're not listening to me. I don't want a possum. You need to take control of this situation right now. You need to go back to my f***ing house and get that f***ing animal out of my house.
All right, okay, calm down. All right, listen.
Calm down?
Listen, Paul, I probably shouldn't do this, but for an extra $100, I can help you out.
$100?
You want me to help you or
what,
not?
Are you trying to extort me now? We paid for Mr. Squeakers. We didn't pay for Lucifer the possum.
Well, now just hear me out here, okay? I can break the back window of your place, make it look like a robbery.
I'm not going to do that. That's against the law. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, don't worry. I'll get in there. I'll grab the possum. I'll be out of there before the cops come.
You're not going to break into my f***ing house to get the animal that you already stuck in there.
All right. I'm just warning you. If your girlfriend comes home and surprises Lucifer, he's probably going to bite her.
You need to go to my house, get that thing, and I need to call my girlfriend so that the f***ing possum doesn't bite her.
Well, actually, she already knows about the possum.
She doesn't know.
Up on you.
What?
Yeah, your girlfriend Natalie set you up. She said you were nervous about adopting a rescue pet.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm serious. It's all a joke. She thought this might make the process a little easier. But hey, if you want me to, I'll still break that window for $100.
No, don't be doing it.
Okay.